Recently, the topic of narcissism has become so popular that A, everybody seems to be a clinical psychologist diagnosing left and right. And two, you're lucky if you haven't dated somebody with a narcissistic trait yet. So today's episode is about being in a relationship with a narcissist. I talk about why you're doomed to fail, no matter your good intentions, and about why the most important thing is to forgive yourself for being in a relationship and staying in this relationship for so long. And also, I have a few words for those who might start to recognize themselves as being somewhat narcissistic. Hello there, this is Evie and you're listening to the podcast The Mess Called Relationships. This is the follow-up episode to last week's topic when I started talking about narcissism. So, when you experience narcissistic behavior on you, this is quite traumatizing. Like, frankly, it is probably going to be the worst or one of the worst relationships you've ever had. But why? Well, the main reason is that you're dating a person with dysfunctional self-esteem system who will permanently need you to supply them with admiration and validation so that they feel better about themselves. And as this is impossible to fulfill, you know, such requirements are just impossible unless you completely devote yourself and your entire existence to their needs and desires, then yeah, you're doomed to fail. And not only that, they will surely make you feel guilty for failing at this impossible task. So towards the end of the relationship, you feel quite confused, helpless, with low self-esteem, and full of doubts and insecurities. So let's try to understand them a bit before we delve into all the consequences. So a narcissist is made, not born. This means that your partner had a family member or just an environment that did not provide them with the opportunity to build that self-esteem. For instance, he or she has tried to establish an emotional connection with their parents or siblings, but that attempt has been rejected. Somebody at some point has crushed their feelings and told them that what they bring in terms of money and materialistic success is what defines their value. This person has a broken self-esteem system where they do not believe to be worthy as a person and as a partner unless they have something to show off for. So those people feel lost and alone most of the time. They have many friends at first glance, thousands of followers on their social media, but they lack genuine connection with people. Their ego is so fragile that they need to validate it all the time by bragging, by showing off with their items. Their status is the most important thing for them. How people appreciate them and how people see them is very important and will always be important regardless of how much success they gain. It will basically never be enough. And the more they have, the more they hope to finally feel better, but they fail to realize that they cannot fix what's broken on the inside by just making the outside look pretty. Basically, your partner was once a victim of parents and environment, and that made them believe that they're not good enough. So they enter the relationship with you not so much believing that they're a good partner, and you hopefully will one day see that they're good and valuable. No, they enter it needing you to believe that they're great because they don't really believe it themselves. So the only successful way for you to be in this relationship is to show them complete admiration and zero criticism. They need you to like them in order for them to feel better. And that is painful for both parties. So how does a normal day in a narcissistic relationship look like? Well, if your partner is a narcissist, they cannot experience empathy. So whenever you share your feelings with them, especially if you share that their behavior is somehow hurting you, they will blame you for how you feel. For example, you hear something like, well, you made me do this to you, or you angered me and made me say those things to you. And if you provide examples and strong arguments, they might disconnect even more from reality and start saying that you are the mental abuser, that you criticize them all the time, and you're being unfair and crazy towards them. Basically, they're going to turn every argument against you, and you often feel confused, guilty for bringing anything up, and you'll find yourself apologizing even though you're the one, let's say, crying and feeling hurt and disrespected. So why is a narcissist with you anyway? That's a good question to ask and understand. A narcissist will value you for what you bring to the table. It could be anything from admiration to money. In fact, money is an interesting topic here, as everything in a relationship with a narcissist is transactional. They never do anything for free. Any gift, any small gesture, a favor, even just a good behavior or giving a compliment has an agenda. The agenda is either to show off, so that they present themselves as this perfect partner and that you're so lucky to have and you're supposed to admire, or that it is a trade-off for later on when they act completely selfish and you dare to say something about it, then that good thing will be brought up with high interest rate and you'll be the bad, guilty person for not appreciating their effort. So narcissists love to be seen and by many. They will share everything good they do with their friends and family. It might not be on like social media directly. It could be like talking on the phone. Actually, it would be preferred to be personal because then they can present only their side of the story. But if you share, then they will be very happy with you, right? Because then they get to tell their story the way they see it. But on top of that, you basically justify their story by sharing a nice post or a story on your social media. Perfect. So basically, when I said that it is important what you bring to the table, I really want to emphasize that here you have to think about tangible, objective things, but never assume that your personality or really anything about you is worth it, not to them. They will never really see you or care to understand you, all right? It's just you can spend months or years trying to show them your worth and you fail every single time. And this is not because you're not good enough, but it's because how their value system works. A narcissist sees himself or herself as an important person in terms of how much they own. And in that sense, this is where your value stands as well. However, if you make more money than them, this is threatening. If you make less money than them, well, then you have less value than them. It is a lose-lose situation that you have to navigate with a lot of attention, or else you often be the receiver of their frustration and or disrespect. Finally, you gotta understand that a narcissist cannot stay alone. They cannot stay still. They cannot reflect on their behavior. This is just an impossible task. And if you're not available for them to pay attention, and most importantly, to supply them with admiration and validation, then they will look for that somewhere else. It is not that they care for that other person, but it is that they need a constant supply. So either be ready to always like them or be ready to be replaced. And I read some research on narcissism that basically first influenced this episode, but then I really wanted to share some of the most important things. Like, for example, they found that actually narcissists don't love themselves. Instead, they constantly fear that they're undesirable. They actually don't like themselves. And this is why they need the reassurance all the time, and also why they're very fragile to criticism. So every time you dislike something about them, you actually confirm their fear that they're not good. And they fear that they'll end up alone. So when you criticize something about their behavior, they react to this fear with anger, as they don't have functional responses. And the only reason when you might hear them admitting a mistake or apologizing is because, A, during the love bombing period, they still have the need to establish your dependency on them, so they have benefit from acting as if they're sorry, or at any other given time when they see more benefit from saying sorry to you at the moment, they'll do it. But even when they do apologize, do not expect it to last. Because at some point down the road, when they see you as pretty dependent on them already, they're likely to bring up this argument again and basically say how much they were right and they never really felt sorry for anything. For a narcissist, it is very important to believe that he or she is the victim in every relationship. So one red flag is that you often hear them putting all the blame for the previous breakups on their exes. And well, this of course will be the case with you as well. So talking about love bombing, another research article I read was where they took self-esteem into consideration. They found that the higher the self-esteem, the less the tendency for people to engage in love bombing. And well, given the narcissistic self-esteem dysfunction, then this is quite logical, but it is just always nice to see science confirming social experiences. And I also wanted to say a few words about breaking up with a narcissist. This is hard and lasting experience, as it is a toxic bond that you need to break up. But as much as you might hear about the benefits of forgiving, you don't have to forgive a narcissist. Try to forgive yourself. Accept that you made mistakes and you had your weak moments. You're just a human. Forgive yourself that you let yourself being empathetic when they played the victim's role so well. They did it so well that they made you apologize for bringing up to them how you feel. Forgive yourself that you continued to respond to their messages and calls, although every time their name was popping on your screen, your heart was racing and you felt anxious. Forgive yourself that you tried to convince them that you're not cheating on them, that you deleted people from your life because of how insecure they felt, but at the end, they were the one cheating and they were never sorry about it. Forgive yourself that you love them and that you maybe still have some feelings for them, although they made you feel like the only possible way for you to experience happiness is being love-bombed by a narcissist. It is hard, it might take time, but if you channel your energy towards forgiving yourself, this is how you can overcome this. If you try to forgive them, you're basically putting yourself in a very contradicting situation, and that will make the whole experience last even longer. To conclude this episode, which could be an endless discussion actually, as the topic is unfortunately so popular and familiar to most of us, I would say that dating a narcissist is bad for both parties, and none of you is really happy in this relationship. If you're listening to this as a receiver, remember that there's nothing that you could do to fix them. I'm sure that you did your best, but remember that their terrible behavior towards you wasn't because you're not a good partner or person, but because they actually feel terrible about themselves, and they often never become aware of that. So they just project their pain, their self-doubt, their hate on you, but that's how they feel, and you cannot change that. If you're listening to this, and you start to recognize yourself in some of the examples, remember that unless you're diagnosed by an expert, you are in a full control of your behavior. And this is here to remind you that maybe you're getting into the wrong patterns, but it is never too late to start working on your self-esteem. Your self-esteem is important. It is worth trying to build it and to maintain it, because unless you find your worth as a person without any materialistic or external validations, you will continue to doubt everybody else whether they really care about you or not. If you don't believe that you are capable of being a good partner, you will continue to expect that one day your partner will wake up and see the so-called truth about you and will leave you. So stop living in this torture. Your insecurities are not a death sentence. Get up and see what you can do about the way you feel. Finally, regardless of your position, there are plenty of people out there struggling with the same problem. Narcissism has become incredibly popular. We might not know how to heal it, but there's a lot of information on how to avoid it and overcome it, at least in the position of being the receiver of this behavior. Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you learn from the experience of dating a narcissist, and it helps you for your next relationship to be more grateful for what you receive, paying more attention to your own behavior, being more aware. And well, the best thing about this experience is that it can make everything after that look better, feel nicer, and just encourage you to treat yourself better. As once you see how a narcissist treats you, you basically hit a rock bottom, and if you manage to stand up from this position, it can only get better. Thank you once again. Talk to you next time.